Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room. Here on K98.7, each week we feature a local high school from Licking County, interviewing the athletic director, coaches, players, and more, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Ship Brothers Brewing, Shamrock Printing, All Star Embroidery, Pugh's Designer Jewelers, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Buckeye Games and Flea Market, Park Lanes, Wright Brothers Power, and the Toy Store. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And a pleasant Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room. We are live at Ship Brothers Brewing, 23 West Church Street in downtown Newark, and it's another beautiful night. Come on out, have some great food and drinks for us. But I've got to warn everybody, it has become a Viking invasion here at Ship Brothers. There is no doubt about it, as we are fortunate enough to have the Northridge High School football team with us here, and we'll be talking to them a little bit later on, but they have brought their crowd with them, and it's great to see on this Monday evening. As we do every week, let's recap the high school games from this past Friday night, and we start with the matchup that took place at Swank Field.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian Mays, happy to be joined by first-year head coach at Northridge, but a name very familiar within Licking County circles, that being Dustin Calhoun. And, Coach, first of all, thank you for joining us. We were talking old school, both Otterbein alums from the early or late 80s, early 90s, and some things there. But you've had, you know, a very varied track record as head coach at London. You spent time at Otterbein, Ohio Dominican, and Edinburgh, and some time with Mike Carter at Johnstown. What made you feel this was the right time to take over the reins at Northridge?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me and us out here. We really appreciate the opportunity to come and join you. And I have spent a lot of time in Licking County. Every college that I coached at, I recruited here in Licking County, whether it was Clear and when I was in Edinburgh, they still sent me back here to recruit. I think I've recruited a kid from every school in Licking County to one of the universities I was coaching at. So I'm familiar with the conference. I'm familiar with the kids. I'm familiar with the coaches and have a lot of respect for all of them in the conference. And when this opportunity came up at Northridge, it's a situation. Northridge is my home. I live in Johnstown, but Johnstown and Northridge is very blended. We own a business. We own the Witz Frozen Custard in Johnstown. So half of my employees are Northridge kids, and half of my employees are Johnstown kids. And so an opportunity to stay close to home and take an opportunity to rebuild a program. You know, I've coached for a long time. Been at the high school level, been at the college level. So when this opened up, I thought this would be an opportunity for me to change a program. And in order to do that, we have to change attitudes and change work ethics and do a lot of change to where we've been. And I'm extremely excited with what our kids have done so far. They've bought in, and they're doing a great job.
Well, you just took the words I was going to use of buy-in, because that's going to make or break what you want to see and what you want to develop. So did you notice that right away? Because you hear this all the time, and I disagree with it, but, well, the kids today, they don't really worry much about discipline. They just want to go out and do whatever. But what you were able to install in the off season and in the summer, that's all about buy-in, and it is about kids wanting that structure because they know that leads to success.
Yes, and I wouldn't say right away is the right word. We're still in the middle of a process. We're not there yet. We talk about that on a daily basis. But when we got there, you know, we did some things early on to kind of show them. We had a workout in the gym that kind of opened some eyes to expectations that come from practice and come from training. And I think at that point they realized that maybe they didn't quite know the extreme level you needed to go to from a work standpoint to be successful. But they didn't hesitate. They didn't blink. They accepted it. They came to me and said they wanted more. So the buy-in is there from their perspective. It's taken some time, but like I said, we're in the middle of this process. We got a ways to go, but we're excited to do it.
Well, and also about stability, because you're the third head coach within 3 years, and I don't care what level that you are. That's a tough adjustment for anybody, but when you're talking 15 to 18-year-old kids that either have to learn a new system, a new style, a new program, just when you think you're getting one, and then here comes another. So I can understand what you mean by it. It's a process, and little by little, you get there.
Yes, we I've tried to involve myself at the youth level. I've tried to definitely involve myself at the junior high level, and we're trying to build a program that starts at the elementary school level. I'm teaching elementary phys ed, so I get to be with those kids every day, teaching half the day at the high school. We've got some great people in the community wanting to get involved, and I'm excited about the future of our youth program and of our junior high program as well.
Well, and you look here tonight, the place is actually full of Northridge folks. So you have the involvement of the community, which I know as a coach just makes you feel great.
Exactly. And not everybody here is high school football players. I've seen some of our NYAA players in here with their families. Some of our junior high kids are in here with their families. And that's what it's going to take. It's not me. It's not a coach. It's a program, and I might be leading the program, but I'm going to need the help from the parents, from our assistant coaches, from our players, all the way from the third grade up through our seniors.
You started the year with two, I think, tough non-conference games, and you played very, very well. East Knox, it was 14-0. You were right there. So was it important, and I know wins and losses mean a lot, but you're also trying to build something, but to get that win against Grandview Heights, a team that came in 2-0, and I'm going to tip my hat, I did predict you guys were going to win that game. I just felt it was coming. But was it important to see some success early on just to help solidify what not just you were doing, but what the players were doing?
It was, but you know, that loss to Fredericktown may have been more important. I told our kids, I've told our staff, we have to learn to lose before we can learn to win. And when you lose and you're competing till the very end, then you know you're getting close to winning. And I think there's been a time here in the past that we haven't done that. So we've talked a lot to our kids about that. That Fredericktown game was a game that we should have won, but we didn't make the plays in order to win. So we didn't deserve to win. By no means did we deserve to win, but we should have won that game. And so that was important for the kids to see. You can work hard, you can try hard, but in life, when you get an opportunity to make a play, you have to make that play. And if you don't, the result's going to be a loss. So I think the turning point, and I don't want to say turning point because I don't know where we are, but I really think that Fredericktown game was important for our kids to see that there's more involved than just trying and just working hard.
We're going to have your captains on in a little bit, but I wanted to ask you about their leadership and what they're trying to install. Again, not for just the remainder of the season, but when they're gone as seniors, and I know they're not all seniors, but when the seniors do leave, what they're trying to install for those coming back in freshman, sophomore, what have you.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. They're absolutely leading us. We actually didn't choose captains right away. We went a few games into the season, and I just rotated captains because I didn't feel it was the right time yet. I didn't feel that we as a team were ready to really select someone to lead us. And so, little different, it was two or three games into the season, and I went to the team and I said, I think it's time. And they voted on them, and these three kids have done a great job for us. They absolutely have provided leadership for us. And kind of what you said there was, early on I told our seniors, because all of our seniors are leaders, I told our seniors, just because this is 1 year with me, this is your program. And what I want is for 10 years down the road for you to come back and say, we started this. We started this change. And so That's what the seniors are taking a lot of pride in. Certainly, we would like to have a few more wins on the season right now, but they see the change, and they know that they're part of the leadership that is changing this program.
You talked about recruiting this county, being around in this county, and things of that nature. Can you define what a Licking County football player is like? Because it is unique to have so many schools in one county. Some lift weights together. They play different sports against each other. It seems to me, again, just from a media perspective, there's a lot of respect. There's a lot of schools that we don't necessarily care for each other, but we're going to respect you each and every Friday night or whenever we play. So what is your definition of an LCL player?
Well, when I would come in and recruit Licking County, the thing that I always felt good about is you usually were able to get a kid from a good family. And I think that's what Licking County is. It has a lot of really good families, regardless of what school you're at. And that's so important for the success of a kid when he comes to the college level, as they're going away from home. They need a good support system. So a lot of times, Licking County kids were always defined as kids that came from a good place. Certainly there's, rivalries within all of Licking County. We have a great game this week against Johnstown, our rival. But we have respect, and I've told our kids we're going to respect everybody we play. We don't play for the hatred of the person across from us. We play for the love for the guy next to us. And so, you know, no matter where you come from in Licking County, I think they're going to play hard. They're going to be well coached. There's great coaches in this league. But we feel like at Northridge, you know, we're putting ourselves in that position to move up to where hopefully we can be the cream of the crop in Licking County.
So you mentioned Friday's game with Johnstown. Obviously, you know Coach Carter and the success and the program that he has built over in Johnstown. And probably not a lot of surprises will come Friday night. But talk about that matchup now that you now will be on both sides of it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Nothing but respect for all the families in Johnstown, for the coaches and players on that team. But I'm excited for our guys and for our community and for our opportunity. Johnstown has had great success doing what they do. They're not going to change, and they shouldn't change. Why change something that works? And so, it'll be fun. It'll be exciting. He knows me. I know him. But the bottom line is neither one of us are going to make a tackle. Neither one of us are going to deliver a block. We're going to depend upon our kids to do their job, and I feel confident with our kids' ability to do that.
And we're going to have your game at Heath in a couple of weeks as well. And a little homecoming there for you as well. What will that be like going back?
Well, my wife and I have talked before when I came over to Northridge. We were saying, well, we're going from Johnstown to Northridge. I say, well, you know, I graduated from Heath, and my very first coaching job was at Lakewood High School. So, yes, I've been around Licking County, whether it's been recruiting or coaching. It's always special to go back to Heath. Have a lot of friends and family that still live there. And it's always, I've played there more times as a coach than I did as a player now, since I've been coaching almost 30 years. But, we're looking forward to it. And they've got a great team this year, and they're doing extremely well. Their coaches do a great job, so we're definitely looking forward to it.
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you this or not, but I think it's a nice compliment. When I told the Heath folks that we were going to do your game, they were very excited, saying, well, we want to put on a good show for Coach. And they were very happy to know that there's going to be a little bit of notoriety for you coming back home a little bit. So I think you should feel good about that. Last question before I let you go, and appreciate your time as always here. Because there was such a gap of when you were the head coach at London until now, did you notice anything real different? And I'm not talking about schematics and things like that, but just, is high school football still high school football in your mind?
Well, difference, yeah, there's a ton of differences for me. I was 30 years old at the time, so 20 years pass, and I think I've grown quite a bit. I've had the opportunity to coach at a number of different places and learn. And sometimes I look back at those days at London and think, man, what was I doing? Right? Like we all do when we get to be a little bit older. Football has changed. It has changed, you know, from when I was there. Everybody was in the two back eye. Now everybody's in the spread. You know, so football's changed a lot, but the fundamentals haven't. And that's where you win and lose games is with the fundamentals. But we're excited to see us progressing too as a team and being able to build on our fundamentals and continue to grow with our team. Because we have so many different things that we see on a weekly basis from the different teams that we play, kind of as you're talking about the change, some of them are like Johnstown, and then some of them are like our last week at Granville, two very different teams. So that's something that's different that you used to not have to defend four or five different styles of offense every year. I think that's probably one of the biggest changes I've seen.
Gotcha. Well, Northridge is happy to have you, and I know a lot of great things are on the horizon for you and the Vikings. Appreciate your time tonight, and good luck Friday against Johnstown.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here. I do just want to put a plug out, if I can, before I go. You know, we're building new facilities out there. You know, our academics are extremely high. I asked our principal where we were academically. He told me the last rating came out. We were ranked second in Licking County from our academic standards. So I think it's an exciting place to be. And I look forward with the growth and a lot of people coming in. I think we've got a lot of really good things going on out there. And I just want to take the opportunity to let everybody know that doesn't maybe know what's out there. It's a special place, and hopefully more people will come and see it.
But you see what you've done now. Now Kevin Jarrett's just going to say, hey, what everything Coach said, that's all I was going to say. So we're good with that. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
We'll take a break. Come back with more as we focus tonight on the Northridge Vikings as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7.
Power and versatility. The Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort. And your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. And rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Do you have a positive attitude and enjoy working in a fun-filled environment? Park Lanes Bowling Center is now immediately hiring full and part-time positions for all departments. If you think you have what it takes to work in fun, food, sports, and spirits, drop off your resume today at 701 Hopewell Drive. Bowling guests are here to have fun, and it's our job as a team to make sure they are happy guests. Join our team today at Park Lanes Bowling Center, 701 Hopewell Drive in Newark.
Desserts Bakery, for over 8 years, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath, directly across from Wyon Avenue. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Q's Designer Jewelers is excited to announce their new fashion line. Eva Couture comes to life with vivid colors, sleek modern designs, stunning prints, and abstract watercolors. The Eva Couture line at Q's Designer Jewelers is 100% American-made, women-owned, and handcrafted by art-driven jewelers. Cuffs, necklaces, and earrings hand-gilded with 22-karat gold leaf. With so many options, you'll find the perfect piece. Visit Q's Designer Jewelers, the place for unique, quality jewelry in downtown Newark.
All aboard! Stein Brewing Company in Newark is now Ship Brothers Brewing. Your cruise begins with a stop at the Beer Wall. Yes, Beer Wall! 36 taps lined up for you to tease your taste buds. Excite your palate with delectable, mouth-watering appetizers. And that's just the beginning. Our entrees swirl around the taste buds, sending messages of extreme pleasure to your brain. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Now's the time to place your Varsity Jacket order. The earlier, the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street in Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
The Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back, everybody, as we continue our focus on Northridge Athletics tonight and the high school football team. Happy to be joined by the captains of this Northridge team, Christian Ulrey, Josh Chestnut, and Cam Brannigan. Guys, thanks for joining us. And first of all, to all of you, what's it like to be the captain of the football team? Whoever wants to take it first.
And to us, it just means we have a responsibility to lead the team, and we take responsibility for the mistakes that are made on the field. And our goal is just to make the program come together and just be better.
I think another thing, being a leader, is you gotta take it. You gotta take what you have, and you gotta like use it and help everyone out around you. You gotta step up around everyone and just be the best you can be, because everyone's gonna be looking at you. If this is like, it's your time to have everyone look at you and make sure that what you're doing is right.
But yeah, leader for me is kind of like a role model for everyone on the team to look up to, and yeah.
So, and you talked about it not just for what you guys are trying to do now, but for the players coming up in the system and like that. So, is it as much as almost like a teaching thing where you're trying to do the right thing just so the players that are going to come after you know this is the way you want to do something or the way coach wants to have something done?
Yeah, you always want to lead by example, and if some of the younger guys are having trouble or making a mistake, all of us always try and help them learn their technique better, give them advice, just so in the future they're going to be better.
Anything to add to that?
Not really. You always want to instill what coach is teaching you. And you're just another level of teaching these young guys what you want them to learn and what coach wants them to learn too.
So, for many of you, this is the third coach in 3 years. What has the transition been like? And when you know that you're having a new coach coming in, how, you know, I'm sure there's some angst there and you're just kind of wondering what's next. So how has that transition been for you guys with Coach Calhoun in the first year? And don't be nervous just because he's looking right at you.
I really like our Coach Calhoun. He's a really good guy, and he's definitely changed our program huge. And last year, none of us would have thought we would be in this position today. I mean, all the work we put in over the summer, it's kind of crazy to think about, and how close all of us have come together this year compared to the last few years.
Ever since the beginning, when we first met him and he gave us his first speech about what it was going to be like on the field, I knew he was going to be the guy that we needed. We needed somebody who was going to push us to be our absolute best and bring the program back together, because the last few years we have had new coaches every year, and this year I was anxious because I didn't know if it was going to be a good change or a bad change, but I'm really glad he's with our program now.
As a junior, I've had a new coach every single year, and it's nice to know that next year I'll be able to settle down a little bit with the same person, but it's definitely been a change, and it's a good change. It's different from all these other coaches because it's reliable. Like I said, he's going to stay, and it's just nice having that, and I think it's bright. Like he said, it's the start of something big, and it's exciting.
Well, and I think that it's nice that you guys, because he said it in our interview, he wants us to be your program, and it's not just when you guys leave here 10 years from now. You know, he wants you to say, I was part of this. I was something really special at Northridge to get something started. So that's got to give you guys, I think, some motivation just again when you're having those midweek practices and you're just kind of, but that to keep it going, knowing if I do this right, 10 years from now, we're going to see the benefits from that.
You know, you always want to go 100% every play because you never know when it's going to be your last. And me and Christian only have 5 games left, and then we're done. So we always give 100% effort, and I'm definitely glad to know that I was a part of a big change in our program.
Anybody else for that?
It is very important, though. Like I said, it's like when, like you said, when practices are getting tough, you're not just doing it for yourself, you're doing it for the people after you, even not the people playing high school now, but who will, because you're doing it for them.
All right, so Friday night, there's a school just down the road that you guys might be partaking with, the rivalry with the Johnnies. What does this game mean? Because obviously you know the players on the other side, and it's a, you know, that part of the county, everybody looks forward to this type of matchup. So what does it mean to you guys to play for a couple of you in your final Johnstown game?
It's the biggest game of the year. I don't care what anyone else says, what other people think. It's the biggest game of the year. We're ready for it. We're going hard this week in practice. We're going to be ready for them.
Like what happened 2 years ago when we beat them, I've never been that hyped in my life. I mean, that was probably the best football game I've ever experienced. And, yeah, here we Johnstown, here we come.
Yeah. We got to show up to practice every day with a focused head screwed on and ready to kill some Johnnies.
Is there any concern about being too hyped up for this game? Not saying I didn't notice anything when I brought up Johnstown right here, but can you get too overly excited for a matchup like this?
Well, it is all about focus. That's the only thing that's going to keep us getting better every single week. If we're all jumping around all the time, we're never going to get anything done. So if we all have this focus every single day in practice, especially this week, we'll definitely improve like we do every week, because the main thing about this year is you can really tell how the improvements are and how it happens every single week, because we're all focused and we're all doing our assignments to the best of our ability, and that's how we keep getting better at these assignments.
Going back to what Cam said, I think there's definitely a time to be excited and hyped up and having fun, but there's also a point in time where you have to lock in. You got to focus on getting better. You got to fix your mistakes from the previous week, and you got to be prepared for what Johnstown's going to bring. So,
and you're not going to change what you said. You just want to kill some Johnnies. That's just is what it is. Is there one or two areas you think will be, and this usually is a coach's question, but one or two areas you think will be vital to Friday night? Because, again, there's really not going to be a lot of surprises. They know what you've got. You know what they've got. So what do you think could be a couple keys for Friday night?
It's 100% in the box. The defensive linemen, the linebackers, it's all going to come down to that. I mean, Johnstown's a power team, and we got to power them back. We have to be stronger than them, tougher than them, more physical. We got to be prepared for those power runs.
It's really smash mouth football against smash mouth football. Who's going to want it more up front? And I have no doubt that we're capable of being the better team. It's really up to if we want it more.
Yeah, I think we're more conditioned too, and I think we'll make a win, turn out with a win.
After the game, what's it like? And, you know, you mentioned that huge win that you had 2 years ago there at Johnstown, because, yes, you want to win this game. Like you said, it's the biggest game of the year, but there is a lot of mutual respect, and you see these guys all the time. So, you know, I'm trying to say this as nicely as I can, but without the trash talking and so forth, is there still this good camaraderie? Because you really are the same community, you know, at the end of the day.
Plenty of friends on that team. I see a lot of them as family. I mean, on the field, we're not family, but off the field, we can be.
Going back to what Christian said, I know a lot of people at Johnstown. I'm friends with a lot of people at Johnstown, but once we get on that field, it's us versus them. There is no friendship. It's who's going to win the football game.
Like these two guys just said, you got to be able to flip that switch. They're your friends off the field, but on that field, you got to be almost a different person, ready to beat the person across from you, even if you know them or not.
Well, guys, it's been a joy having you here. I know it's going to be a fun game Friday night. It is going to be a physical game Friday night. Everybody will be feeling it, I'm sure, when you get back together on Saturday morning. But we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out. And, again, take a lot of pride and solace that what you guys are doing this year is going to turn Northridge football around. You should take a lot of pride in that and appreciate what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
We'll come back with AD Kevin Jarrett after this timeout as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7.
The King Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Stop into the toy store and upgrade your ride with epic savings on Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. This is Jeff Ward, and now through September 30th, you can save on select Polaris Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, and General models with financing options as low as 1.49% APR for qualified buyers. There's no better time to take home a Polaris off-road vehicle. Explore the impressive Polaris lineup during our Upgrade Your Ride sales event at the toy store. Polaris, think outside.
Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing rates. See dealer for details. Driver must be at least 16 years old with a valid driver's license to operate.
Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good doing it. Ferris commercial-grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Visit Wright Brothers Power today. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Searching for a treasure? A special trading card? How about a video game? Buckeye Games and Flea Market is the place to visit. The video game and toy section will shock you. Visit the large flea market in the back where you'll find many vendors. You're sure to find that special treasure. New items daily. Shop early for Christmas at Buckeye Games and Flea Market, 857 South 30th Street in Heath. Open 7 days a week.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Now's the time to place your Varsity Jacket order. The earlier, the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street in Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on Kate 98.7.
Have earned. I don't like to use and never have used the word deserved, because I think you earn everything you get, and I think our kids have earned that. And our community's earned that, too. They've put in a lot of work on this, and our boosters have done a great job with that. And it's been what a great group to work with since I've been here. And they have not backed off once since we started. They are full go, full tilt, still looking to try to get more donations and things to do that to be able to put into this stadium.
Well, and to have that desire and drive from adults for something, because, yeah, like you said, the cost was here, and then it's here, and then it's here, and folks saying, well, we just got to put the pedal to the metal and keep going. That has to show the students for today and tomorrow the commitment that the community has towards everything.
Oh, I think they appreciate that. You know how teenagers are and kids. They don't show it a lot of times or tell you that even, but they're appreciative of what's going on here with this and the things that the adults are doing to get them the things that they need. I think, you know, I don't like to say it's good enough for us. That's what I've heard a lot. It's not good enough for us. We've earned better than what we have, and we want to be able to do that. And to have a place where people come by and look at our front porch and say, hey, look at Northridge. What a place.
That's pretty exciting. Before we let you go, any other sports, any fall things that you want to hit on and give the spotlight to?
Well, it's a hard thing to believe, but football season's half over. We're already starting into some tournament stuff with golf. We've gotten things out with soccer that they're going to start having some tournament draw type things. We're competing very well, and I think that's just going to continue. Our soccer team is young. They're doing very well. Our girls' soccer team is pretty new. They're doing very well. Volleyball has been great competitors here this year, and we've been up and down a little bit, but we're doing that. Cross country has had a great fall. I mean, North Ridge is a place to be, I think. It's going to be an up-and-coming. There's going to be a few things that are going to look a little different in a few years, and it's going to be a place where people stop and, as it used to, walk by without even noticing or drive by without even noticing. I think they're going to turn their head and maybe turn around and come back and take another look.
And participation continues to be on the upswing?
That's been a goal, too. When I got here, we were about a little under 50% of kids that were participating in athletics. To me, that's unacceptable. It's my job to work with the coaches and to get some things going that we increase that. My goal is to get 70% of our kids out. I want to walk down the hall and see 7 out of 10 kids that are doing some extracurricular activities. Important thing for the classroom also, because with that, the kids aren't just going home and I don't mean that parents don't monitor them, but I think when you have somebody helping you do that, it makes it a big difference. And so we want those kids out and on a team where there's a couple or three more people that's checking with them and holding them accountable and knowing what they're doing in the classroom.
Well, you did say it might look a little different. I think we're going to say it's going to look a lot different down the road, and we could see some changes with the LCL and things of that nature. But I suppose it's just one day at a time right now. It's just deal with what we have to deal in front of us, and we'll see where all those chips lie in a few years from now.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We're also excited about where the LCL is right now. We've brought in a couple teams that are going to help us, so we're fired up about that too.
Kevin, appreciate your time tonight. Thanks for burning all of Northridge down here. As always, go Vikings.
Well,
thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, as we wrap up here, want to focus on the games coming up this Friday night. We got some really interesting matchups. Obviously, we talked about this rival matchup with the Vikings going to Johnstown to take on the Johnnies. Also, Granville looking to stay undefeated. They travel to Licking Heights. Utica at 4-1 against Newark Catholic, 1-4. The Utica folks, I've talked to them, they are very excited for that matchup in northern Licking County coming up this Friday night. But don't think the Green Wave will not be ready and would love to damper the Utica run, which has been at 4 straight victories. Heath on the road, the Bulldogs looking to get their second straight win. They travel to Lakewood to take on the Lancers. Newark goes on the road to Pitt Central. The Tigers down a little bit this year, so they're kind of licking their wounds at the moment. Maybe the Wildcats could go in and steal one in Pickerington. Time will tell on Friday night. Watkins has another long road trip, as Utica did last week. Watkins going over to West Virginia to take on Brooke, a team that is 3-1. So an interesting non-league matchup for the Warriors before they come back home in a couple of weeks. And our game will be at Randy Boffman Stadium Friday night. The Licking Valley Panthers looking to get their fourth straight victory. They take on the Zanesville Blue Devils. We'll have the pregame at 6:45 and the live kick at 7. And then next Monday night here on Licking County Locker Room from Ship Brothers Brewing, we will be featuring the Watkins Memorial Warriors. So that'll do it tonight. This is Brian Mays. Hope everyone has a great Monday evening. We'll talk to you Friday from Licking Valley as you've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Each week, we feature a local high school from Licking County. Brought to you by Ship Brothers Brewing, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Pugh's Designer Jewelers, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Buckeye Games and Flea Market, Park Lanes, Wright Brothers Power, and the Toy Store. Tune in next week to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.